Earlier this month, when I read the readings for tonight's Mass, the letter from Paul and the parable from Jesus, which was presented to the people of their day, their time, at the beginning of the first century, it immediately resonated to me into our time, our day, here in the 21st century. Paul writes, when the people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster will overcome them. He could not have for me more accurately described the senseless, heartbreaking murder of Christians worshiping God in church in a small town in Texas. And if you're anything like me, a question probably popped into your mind. It did into my mind, a question that is so terrible, it's almost difficult to say it aloud. But the question is, why in the world did God allow that to happen? That question has resonated down through the centuries, different times, different contexts, different circumstances. Why did God allow her to die? Why did God allow him to die? Or for that matter, why did God the Father allow God the Son to die such a painful, excruciating, torturous death as crucifixion? Or for that matter, why did Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, why did he allow his mother, Mary, whom he loved, to die? Now, if I were to lead you to believe that I have the answers to those questions, I would be misleading you, because I do not. But perhaps it might be helpful to share personal thoughts and emotions. It seems to me those questions basically flow from the dramatic difference between what we experience when we confront death and what the people who actually die experience when they confront death. For us, we who are still living, death is an ending. For them, it's a continuation of life and a new beginning. For us, death is a loss, a broken relationship. So we feel pain. And depending upon how close you are to the deceased, the pain can be profound, real, deep, and everlasting, because we've lost that relationship. For them, I suspect, it's a gain, a renewing of multiple relationships. So for us, death is an ending and a pain. And for them, death is a beginning and great joy. Paul says in his letter, death comes unexpectedly. Yes, he says that, but that's not the main thrust of the letter. The main thrust of the letter is, because death comes unexpectedly, prepare for it now while you're living. Don't wait for 10 minutes from now. That may not happen. Don't wait until tomorrow to prepare for eternity. Don't wait until next month, next week, next year, because for you, they may not occur. Prepare now for death. And Jesus says in his parable, look, God has given you lots of gifts. Use them. Invest them in preparing yourself for eternity. The greatest gift that God has given you is the gift of life. Use that gift to prepare for eternity. But that still begs the question, how? If you're going to prepare for eternity right now, right this instant, what is it you can do specifically? A friend of mine, Father Bob Hunt, used to say, the reason you are on earth is to love. No other reason. You were made by love, for love, to love. You were not, he would say, put on this earth to feed the hungry. You were not put on this earth to clothe the naked. You were not put on this earth to protect the unborn or to defend the condemned. The only reason for your existence is for you to love. Now, of course, if you love someone and you discover they're hungry, you couldn't stand that, so you will feed them. If you love someone and you discover they haven't got sufficient clothing to protect them from the elements, you couldn't stand that, so you will clothe them. If you love the unborn, you'll protect them. If you love the condemned, you will defend them. But the only reason for you to exist is for you to love. Now, when you are angry, that's failure to love. When you are irritable, that's failure to love. When you are kind and understanding, even though you don't feel like it, that's love. When you're selfish and self-serving, that's failure to love. When you're generous and giving, that's love. When you gossip about your friends, that's failure to love. When you build them up and encourage them, that's love. You prepare for eternity now with love. St. Paul says it'll come unexpected. Jesus says the Master will come when you least expect it. Don't wait until tomorrow. You are designed and you are here for one destiny, and that is to love. Now, I suspect during the definitive encounter for you, your experience may be everything you think is important no longer will be. I think at the definitive encounter, the only question that will exist between you and God is a very simple one. Did you love? Did you love? I suspect all of the circumstances surrounding death, which we who are living, think are important, at that moment will be very unimportant. Where you died, how you died, when you died, how long you lived, how old you were when you died, how young you were, all of that will be unimportant. I suspect the only thing that will be important is not how you died, but how you lived.